to have been. Written by Got Coco Milk. Read by Gitzal Quadl. For time beyond memory, Hawks had been. This was not to say he had lived or died or breathed. He had done all these things and more, an endless cycle broken by the fates of old. This was not to say he had existed. That was a given, carved into the feathers he left across the world to mark his passage. Centuries could pass and those feathers would remain, immortal and red as flame. This was to say that there was never a time where Hawks had not lived and remembered. He had grinned into the sunset across deserts and flew broad-winged and delighted over the endless oceans. He had seen the lush gardens of Babylon and slept beneath their cascading fountains, had perched over the rooftops of the Forbidden City and leapt from peerless stone wall. Gilded statues and carved lions greeted him as one of their own. For 4,000 years, he had watched the drama of humanity unfold below him and sought to protect life. He had been and would be. This was fact. In some lands, he was called messenger, bearer of sun and sunset. In others, he was called angel, merciless as the hand of God and twice as brilliant. He accepted the words and did not care to correct them. With wings standing gargantuan and crimson as the dawn, with hair like forged gold and talons of a beast of prey, Hawks had always been Uther. Firebird, angel, beast of a dead god, all this he had been called, and all of these names were true. So he laughed and smiled and saved lives as all these, and let the titles slide off his back like oil stains on water. Through all those titles and endless years, he had only ever sought to protect. He was born from fire, and to fire would he return. They called him Hero now, assuming the wings on his back were a quirk and a gift of birth. They were not wrong, but they were so wrong. He took this tether, let the chains collect across his shoulders like they could bind him. The Hero Commission held golden jesses and thought they controlled his too kind heart. Humans never had learned to accept what they could not control. These chains would not hold him down but guide him, and Hawks had ever a soft and bleeding heart. He would save all those he could, break himself into pieces, and give those shards away just to make a child smile. The Hero Commission made the reach of his wings broader. Here, his sunny grin could give hope to the world over, and here he could fly without worry of being seen. He would do all he could, then he would return his body to the flame and be born again. It had been 1,000 years since eyes had caught Hawks in a vice and refused to let him go. But now, in this time of glimmering technology and evolving quirks, blue eyes had looked into his and made him feel. It was not pleasant to see a mesmerizing soul shine spite-bright from a broken man. Dobby was a creature of smoke and broken puzzles glued together in an eerie collage. Dobby of the blue flame that tempted Hawks to step closer, to lose himself to the swirl of electric light and endless heat and be reborn. Dobby, the villain Hawks was to betray. The first year spent in the League of Villains was the first time in a century that he had felt the weight of his chains and been bound. Here were people breaking society and threatening the very lives Hawks would do anything to save. Here were the people who had savage grins and sharp knives, a crazed madness lurking in the corners of their souls. Here were the broken people, the ones left behind and tossed aside. They rampaged for a brighter future in the only way they knew how, having been left behind by the society Hawks had sworn to protect. He felt his oath in every inch of his 4,000-year-old veins. Was it time to break his chains? Was it time to move from one cause to another? Hawks did not know, not even with the long years of his life giving him knowledge. No matter what choice he made, people would die. Even now, numb to loss and grief, he did not enjoy that thought. he would choose whose death he allowed and bear that mark on his wings, as he ever had. For two fraught years, Hawks let himself rest in his chains. The villains shattered the world, shook its core, and always did he stand on both sides. Endeavor died under Tomura's acidic hands. Hawks watched Dobby crack and shatter with rage, with grief, with deep satisfaction. Those blue eyes were wild and furious on that night, sutured skin trembling with smoke and heat and more emotion than any man could bear. Hawks would raise his wings and bear those burdens for him if he could. His immortal heart could take the strain, could hold this patchwork fighter and frightened child together until the end. But Dobby wanted to stand alone, and so he would. Dobby reached for him for the first time on that night. Hawks could never have denied that burning soul anything, but the press of hard bodies and snarling love was something he wanted. They lost themselves in a night and moment and smirking lips. For the first time in 1,000 years, Hawks wanted to crack open his skin and show a human the fire that curled over his ribs. But he did not. Toga vanished in a swirl of mad cackles and flashing knives, caught in a vicious battle with Edgeshot. The hero and villain destroyed each other, so the media said, and so the world believed. Hawks had seen far too much madness to know that to be true. Dobby mourned. The League mourned. Tomura, with a snarl as corrosive as battery acid, raged. Hawks flew between worlds and knew no sadness. People were dying on either side, but he was so close to making his choice. Blue eyes glimmered in his mind, and he was too close. The beginning of the end came in the only way it could. On a cloudy day in the center of Tokyo, with rain threatening but giving no relief, the end shattered its way into being. It came with harsh fire and harsher words, with screams and shouts and tears. The end came as it only ever could. At a brother's hands. Clouds rolled overhead like the sky wanted to weep, dark and storming with the beginnings of rain. Dobby wanted to weep too, but he wanted to rage more. Blue fire had stained his fingers black, curled over his nails and made them catch and burn. He clenched them, watched the ash curl over his hands, watched it spread across his scars and stain him darker than night and old regrets. Ash. He was marked with ash, and still blue fire swirled over him in an endless tide. He couldn't stop it, couldn't rein it into the cracks of his scars and leash it to his sutures. His hand was stretched out and reaching, but he hadn't been fast enough. Red feathers, flashing before him like a shield and curse. Hawks had always been faster. His flame sparked through his scars and he burned, but still he wasn't enough. The blow came unending, moving towards him with the fury of a firestorm. Ice and fire twinned into an attack too devastating to be beaten by anything but his hottest flame. Dobby wondered if Shoto knew that this would kill him. Did his brother know the drawbacks of his powers, the price he paid? Did he know too much heat would break Dobby to pieces, his skin melting from the star that pulsed under the skin? Sutures could only hold back the sun for so long, and he was bending at the seams now. Did his brother know this would kill him? Dobby almost laughed as he summoned a maelstrom beneath his skin for the last time. The clouds overhead were threatening to rain, and he wanted to feel it pressing down on his skin and cooling him off. What a day to die. After all this, he never thought he'd die by his brother's hand. Shoto had always wanted to be a hero. What would this death do to him? Dobby pressed his mouth shut and let the flame out from his scars like electric fire. Let's find out. But Hawks had always been faster. Red subsumed his vision faster than the attack rushing towards him, faster than the clouds that could spill the rain. The rush of feathers blinded him for a heartbeat, a swirl of thunderous crimson making the world go dark. His blue fire was arcing out. No, the feathers couldn't. Not Hawks. Not after all of this. Please, don't let another thing leave him. The fragments of his patchwork heart could not bear this. Dobby twitched away like a snake pulling back to strike, trying to react. But he was too slow, and Hawks too fast. Strong hands pulled him close, pulled him into the shelter of Griffonic wings. Strong hands reached through his fire and burned as they held him. Strong hands protected him. Dobby couldn't breathe, not with the shaking gasps of his lungs, not with the heat of the air curling over his skin and melting him anew. It was too loud, the roar of flame nearly drowned out by endless horrified screams. That was his voice, the hoarse pieces of his mind said, quiet as the grave. It percolated into his thoughts slowly, like the char of burnt hair and the sickly scent of barbecue that crept into his nose. Dobby blinked. Strong hands held him as red wings burned in a swirl of red and blue fire, attacked from all fronts, and yet Hawks was smiling at him. Why was he smiling? His hands were burning. Like oil spilled on a wildfire, Hawks was consumed in flame. Dobby screamed anew. It took too long for the smoke to fade into clarity, too long for the rain to begin falling to wash the ashes away. Dobby's flame had long since cooled, and his skin felt new and whole. He could not breathe through the beating of his burning heart. He was too rough and too raw, and he had blinked, but he could not see. Hawks had burned, memory told him, remembering the grisly smell of feathers curling under flame. Hawks had burned, and he was gone and washed away by the gentle patter of rain. But a beast stood where he had been, and Dobby couldn't look away from the galaxy's burning and golden eyes. Where there had once been wings, there were shards of red flame, stretching wide enough to suffocate the street and hot enough that Dobby could feel their radiance like he was standing beside the sun. It didn't hurt, didn't press a fever pitch into his skin. The beast was bare, golden skin glimmering in the sun like it had been coated with crushed opal and powdered silver. Dobby had pressed his lips over that skin, felt it press against his own. He had known it. He did not know it as it was now, with flames licking their way across it and shimmering scales decorating a strong neck. The beast spoke, sculpted lips opening to let out Hawk's voice. Come on, hot stuff, we can't waste time. It was a beast, but it was Hawk's, and even with spite and fear leaking from his scars, Dobby did not know how that could be. This was no quirk. Dobby didn't know how to speak anymore, but he nodded jerkily. They needed to leave the area at the very least. Heroes will be descending on this spot like vultures come to pick over a corpse, and Dobby didn't want them to see the beast before him. Strong arms wrapped around his waist and wings the size of a bus beat them into the air. The heroic Hawks, with a gentle smile, relentless drive, and laid-back charm, had flown fast. There had been many nights where the League had relied on that speed, had trusted in crimson wings and a too soft heart. Hawks flew fast, Dobby had thought. Now, with the city gone from beneath his feet in a heartbeat and the ocean casting waves to taste his ankles, he knew he had been wrong. The beast that had his lover's bright voice let him go on a lonely island. Where it was, Dobby did not know, but the rocks were unfamiliar and the plants foreign. And now he had trapped himself on an island with a creature from legends and nightmares. He bared his teeth in a spiteful grin, lazy and hiding all his fears. You going to explain this? He asked, voice sharp and hiding a thousand lines of tension. The beast laughed, the chuckle fond and warm. It was too familiar, easing some of the anger from Dobby's spine. That was Hawk's laugh, echoing out of the throat of the universe. It was going to happen eventually with you. I knew if I ever had to show myself, it would be for you. The words were as light and airy as the hero had ever spoken, and Dobby felt each one hit his singed heart. It was too much. Everyone left. Hawks laughed again, toned fond and merciless. Those eyes were burning into Dobby's skin, hot as the strike of lightning. You know, in 4,000 years, you are the only one who has seen this face. This face, he said, like the fire curling out of his mouth and the maelstrom in his eyes was normal. This face, he said, like Dobby wasn't being drawn in by the cataclysmic span of Hawk's wings. If the man was even called Hawks anymore, They stood on a deserted island 1,000 miles from home, brought here on wings made of flame that stretched out to consume the horizon. "It's not that special, bird," he responded out of instinct, tongue lazy sharp and fingers trembling. The man's man, creature, terror of the night shining brighter than the sun, who knew what the fuck lined his bones, grin grew wide. "Of course you'd say that." He looked like the hero he'd come to know, like the man he let into his bed. Golden eyes didn't cool, but they were gentle with feeling, and Dobby wanted to pull him close and let smoke creep from his tongue. Hawks looked relentless. The man left, wings furling behind him and disappearing into a space that shouldn't have hidden them. At once, the beast was a man again, hair turned spiky and skin shining with a healthy tan. Those eyes were merely warm now, not burning like the sun, but still bright. Dobby looked at the hero he knew so well and couldn't stop thinking of the beast that lurked beneath his skin. The sea around them crashed, and the foam collected on the edge of his sutures. He felt cool. "What now, huh?" he asked, smoke curling from his scars and threading into the air. He felt wary and comforted. Hawks reached a strong hand forward, brushed fingers across the edge of a suture. The flames beneath his skin cooled to an ember, absorbed through that hand. "You've been seen by my brother as this thing." Hawks winced at the phrasing but did not object, taking the truth and knowing its effect. The man's cover was blown. This was fact. But what was the beast beneath doing? Did the creature of fire rage and storm? Did it not care? Something in Dobby's gut wanted to find out, wanted to poke and prod at Hawks until that thing broke free again. "You've been lying for 2 years, huh? How much strength do you have, Hawks?" The words were straight and cutting, and Dobby said them with no remorse and fire eating at his heart. What advantage would this bring if Hawks decided to fight? Did Dobby have enough strings on this man's heart to make him stay? Everything left, but he wasn't sure if he could take Hawks flying away today. Hawks laughed, but the hand that brushed over his face came to cradle him, apologies in his fingers. "I've lied for a lot longer than that, hot stuff, but I did regret lying to you." There was a pause, caught on wings made of feathers instead of flame, on sea spray and Dobby's bitter bones. "Enough," was the answer, after a long moment. "I have enough for whatever you want." Golden eyes were carving into Dobby's skin, but he smirked against the feeling. "Whatever you want," the man turned beast turned man had said. That was a promise, and Dobby latched onto it like a flame to oxygen. His traitorous heart fought it, furious at this. He didn't trust, couldn't, everything left, in the end. But there was nothing he could do to chase this man away. His flame had already consumed Hawks and done nothing. He licked salt off his lips, tasted it clinging to his skin. The hero's hand was still cradling his cheek, brushing over the silver of his sutures. It had been a year since Dobby had shared a bed with Hawks, and a year since Tomura had trusted a hero not to double-cross them. If Hawks wanted to stay, Dobby knew there was nothing he could do to stop it. Somehow, that was the most comforting thought curling over his bones. Stain's vision clogged his veins, Tomura's rage replaced his marrow, but his own bitter spite drove his words. He spoke, and the creature listened. "Change the society with me, Hawks. Fight with me. Don't you want to shake things up a little?" He leaned into that hand, wanted to see it made of gold and stardust again. He wanted to fight with the god he had seen beneath Hawk's skin and challenge him with a smirk. "Don't you want to make it burn?" Hawk smiled, a grin as hot as the sun and twice as old. "I've lived a long time, hot stuff. I've seen this play out time and time again. I've shaken things up and watched them burn. I've saved lives and caused 1,000 deaths because of it." Golden eyes burned into his, hawk sharp and looking into his skin like he could see between the cracks of his scars. Maybe after 2 years, the man actually could. "It won't change anything in the long run, but I'll help," because I want to protect everyone I can, and I think the heroes are failing at that. He paused, some rubbing over Dobby's cheek. He felt caught in the motion, even as warmth built from the coals in his blood. He'd be leaking smoke soon enough, but he couldn't bring himself to care. Hawks could take his fire, his spite. "You and your cause convinced me, Dobby. You aren't getting rid of me now," the man said, as fond and fierce as a bird of prey. For a moment, Dobby saw the shadow of milky galaxies in his eyes, lurking in the smile lines marking his grin. There was a beast standing before him, and he couldn't give a damn. The man was promising to stay. For time beyond memory, Hawks had been. Now he had spent long years by the side of a man who breathed fire and had spite lingering in his veins. Now he had let his wings stretch out to shape the world, changing the fate of history as he had not allowed himself to in 1,000 years. Now he had lived. Author's notes. I'd love to hear if I wrote a particularly captivating or interesting line. Feel free to include it in a comment or to feed your friendly neighborhood writing monster.